Hello and welcome to episode 690 of the official EstablishTheRun.com podcast. My name is Adam Levitan. I'm one of the co-founders here at ETR, as always joined by fellow co-founder Evan Silva. And we are gathered here today to hand out some hardware. Yes, that's right. We, of course, do not have actual votes for the NFL awards. No one cares what we think, but that's not going to stop us here today. For this awards exercise, Evan and I are joined by our own awards market specialist, Ryan Reynolds, not the actor, in case you couldn't tell, but the man from 33rd Team. Ryan, how's it going today?
Excellent, gentlemen. Always a pleasure to join you guys. And, you know, the wealthier, more handsome Ryan Reynolds is elsewhere, unfortunately, today.
Unfortunately. Yeah. Evan, how's it going today?
It's going well. I just ate some Kung Pao chicken, and I was eating those red peppers, you know? And I was worried. I was a little bit late to the show because, man, they will burn a hole in your mouth. But, man, they taste good, though. You guys like some Kung Pao chicken?
Yes. George likes his chicken spicy, as a famous man once said. All right. On today's show, we're going to submit and defend our votes for all seven of the major NFL awards markets. Those are Coach of Year, Comeback Player of the Year, MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year, Defensive Rookie of the Year. I want to be clear here that I don't love these like debates, you know, like Hall of Fame debates and awards debates, because there's no right answer. You know, everybody, I like things, you know, I have a lot of mental problems. I like things where there is a right and a wrong answer. There is no math official way to figure this out. It's fun. I get it's fun to debate. You know, people are always like, who's better, LeBron or Michael Jordan? I'm like, guys, you could not bore me more with stuff like that. You're never going to get to the bottom of it. So anyways, I still think it's fun exercise to do. And yes, we spent a lot of time talking about it from a betting perspective, which of course I find super interesting. But to be clear, again, on today's show, we are going to do who we think should win the award, not who we think will win the award. Before we get into that, one quick reminder. We will be continuing to do free shows and podcasts every week throughout the entire NFL offseason. Sometimes one time a week, but often two times a week, and then at least three or four times a week as things ramp up towards the 2024 NFL season. I think if you're serious about being good at fantasy, the first step is to be in tune to all this stuff all year and drafting, honestly, almost all year. Just incredibly valuable. So if you like our free shows here, be sure to hit subscribe on our YouTube channel and or our podcast feed. All right. Let's get into it here with these seven awards markets. Market one, Coach of the Year. I'll go first here, and let me scroll down on the screen here for these guys watching on YouTube. We are displaying the odds that there were, rough odds that there were heading into week 18. There are no markets up right now. My pick for Coach of the Year, who I would vote for if I had a vote, is not even listed here. My vote is Kyle Shanahan. And I kind of push back on this whole notion for Coach of the Year that any coach with a lot of talent can't win Coach of the Year. I mean, is that what we really want to say? That in order to win Coach of the Year, you have to lead some dusty team that barely squeaks into the playoffs to be the Coach of the Year? Is that really what we want this award to be? I don't agree with that. So yeah, I agree. San Francisco has the most talent in the NFL. But we've seen so many insanely talented teams in the NFL fail over the years. And like, the Kyle Shanahan scheme is the reason people refuse to consider Brock Purdy, or a lot of people refuse to consider Brock Purdy for MVP. If that's the case, if it's all Kyle Shanahan's scheme, then you have to vote Shanahan Coach of the Year. It's the scheme, the way he manages his players. To me, Kyle Shanahan is the NFL's premier talent maximizer. And this year, with a seventh round quarterback, team goes 12-4 while they were trying. They earned the top seed in the NFC. Might be his best work. And I thought he had a good case last year also. So if I had a vote, it would be Kyle Shanahan for me. Evan, any thoughts on that? And then the people need your pick for Coach of the Year.
Well, first of all, and when it comes to the awards market, you know, I think that it is fair, as you were, we're essentially filling out our personal card, which is what the voters do. I think that there should be at least some emphasis on making sure that the best teams in the NFL get some recognition here. I mean, you know, and some people might say, oh no, they, you know, we should just pick them individually. When you're filling out a card, it's a little bit different. I think that you look at it more from a zoom out standpoint. So making sure that we get Kyle Shanahan the 49ers some recognition, and Kyle Shanahan getting that recognition. I mean, I think that there is some actual merit to that. You know, I'm going to go with a different 49er. I'm going to make sure that the Ravens get some recognition here. But these two teams that earned buys that were awesome, fun to watch, everything, I think that they deserve recognition. So I'm totally fine with Kyle Shanahan. I'm going with the favorite, the chalk, Kevin Stefanski. The Browns went 11-6 in 2023, despite starting five quarterbacks, Deshaun Watson, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, P.J. Walker, Jeff Driskel, he kind of doesn't count, but he did start a game, and Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco, who was basically out of football, performed the best out of all of them. The Browns went 11-6. They beat the 49ers and they beat the Ravens. Despite all this, they lost Nick Chubb, who we all liked as the OPOY before the season. They lost Jedrick Wills, Jack Conklin, DeJuan Jones, three stud offensive tackles. They lost Grant Delpit, strong safety, to injured reserve. They lost their starting quarterback, Deshaun Watson. You know, not very good, but they lost their starting quarterback to injured reserve. You know, so I think Kevin Stefanski deserves this. It's a regular season award, and I think that he was the best coach in the NFL this regular season.
And to be clear, to Evan's point, people could be clouded by the way the Browns kind of face planted in that game against the Texans. That should have no bearing on your voting whatsoever. These are regular season awards. All right, so we have Kevin Stefanski from Evan. We have Kyle Shanahan from me. Ryan, any thoughts on those? And then who would be your pick for coach of the year?
Yeah, I think the Shanahan point's a good point because, you know, over the last 20 years, Belichick and Andy Reid should probably have a dozen of these awards between the two of them, and I think that's probably the way it should be. I think I would have been more likely to vote for Shanahan last year than this year, but the truth is he's turned Brock Purdy into Tom Brady, essentially, so that definitely warrants some accolades. And with Stefanski, I think that makes sense. You know, the four-and-a-half quarterbacks will go with Evan. Jeff Driskel will give him a half. Four and a half different quarterbacks. The offensive line injuries are a big one for me. The one pushback I'd give there is you really liked the Browns coming into the season because their roster was loaded. So them being good isn't a huge surprise. But like when Vrabel won a couple years ago, they overcame so many injuries. I think that's fair. I think Dan Campbell would be fair. I think D'Amico Ryans warrants some consideration. Yeah. For me, if the Colts got in, Shane Steichen would have been my guy. That team had no business being in a win-and-in game with that roster. I'd also love to give Mike Tomlin the award because he deserves one. He doesn't have one. And it's ridiculous. But for me, it's Sean McVay. You know, apart from Matthew Stafford, if you look at this team, like the Giants have a better roster than the Rams in a lot of areas. You know, Puka Nacua is all of a sudden Jerry Rice. Kyren Williams, like, we're going to have to take this guy in the top 10 in fantasy potentially next year. You know, he was a scrap heap guy coming into the season. So the fact that this team finished 10-7, they finished 7-1 with their lone loss coming in overtime to the Ravens, I'll go Sean McVay.
If you look at it from the standpoint, and Ryan alluded to this, of what were our expectations entering the season and where did this team end up, McVay should be right up there with all of them.
Yeah. And D'Amico Ryans. I mean, yeah. You know, and we'll get to the Texans stuff when we get to Offensive Rookie of the Year debate. But D'Amico Ryans did an awesome job also. I think he deserves, he would probably be my second choice, actually, would be D'Amico Ryans. But yeah, so Kyle Shanahan for me, Kevin Stefanski for Evan, Sean McVay for Ryan. Let's go to market number two, comeback player of the year. So this is the most vague award. We have no idea what the criteria is supposed to be. And I'm not sure voters do either, right? Like, they have no idea. I'm not even sure they want to vote for this. How are you supposed to, what does it even mean? We don't even know. The way I personally define it is probably different than other people do, especially when it comes to the DeMar Hamlin thing. I know we've talked ad nauseum about this. I'm just going to say it again. DeMar Hamlin played 13 snaps all season. I understand what he went through just to play those 13 snaps. To me, this award is someone who comes back and has a bigger impact on their team. So I would personally vote for Tua Tagovailoa. People were telling Tua Tagovailoa to retire last year. I mean, everybody was. He had these incredibly scary concussions that were like really hard to watch. Fast forward, not even a year, he is standing in the pocket, taking hits. And I understand his numbers crumbled down the stretch. I think mostly due to injuries around him. But Tua was a legit MVP candidate for much of this season. And for him to come back from what he went through last year with the concussions to being a legit MVP candidate, my vote for comeback goes to Tua here. There's a lot of good options in this market, though. I understand that. This is my second guy who's not even listed here on this screen, though. Nobody's giving Tua any respect as comeback player of the year. I am on Tua Island here. So, Evan, I'll go to you. What do you have for comeback player of the year?
So the two guys listed at the top, DeMar Hamlin, as you mentioned, he played something in the teens in terms of defensive snaps. Joe Flacco, and what an awesome story, no question. He was a legit fun player to watch down the stretch, and he, you know, led the NFL in passing yards from week 13 onward, and great story, but he made five regular season starts. Baker Mayfield started the entire season. He entered the season as looking like a scrap heap, you know, backup, just going to be a backup for the rest of his career. Had to compete with Kyle Trask. He made quick work of Kyle Trask. He's the 37th highest paid quarterback in the NFL. The Bucs won the NFC South. Baker Mayfield set career highs in completion rate, passing yards, and passing touchdowns. I would give it to Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. So people are going to say, what is Baker coming back from? Sucking. Should he be rewarded for previously sucking? I kind of think yes. Like, people left him for stone cold dead. This was the Geno Smith narrative from last year in comeback player of the year. So I think that's a viable way you want to go. If you want to go coming back from sucking, I don't know that all voters see it that way, but I would consider it that way. So I'm fine with Baker. The biggest thing I would push back on is, like, Bucks weren't even good. I know they went to the playoffs. I know they won their division. They still weren't even good, you know? So anyways.
You should put that on Twitter.
Ryan, who is your pick for 2023 NFL comeback player of the year?
Yeah, I mean, for Flacco, like Evan said, if Brock Purdy didn't win the offensive rookie of the year last year, I don't know how Flacco can win this, you know, with playing a month basically worth the start. So, like Evan said, great story, but not enough for me. I don't think Stafford or Lamar Jackson count, so I'm gonna remove them from the table. I think for DeMar Hamlin, I think he should get his own award named after him for this year. I think that's how you handle this, because, you know, what he did is incredible. But like you said, Adam, he hasn't really been very impactful this season. So to me, it's between Baker Mayfield or Tua, and I'm going to lean Tua myself, because guy contemplated retirement this year. And like you said, was in the MVP race for most of the season, and he led the league in passing yards. That's pretty good for a guy who wasn't sure he was playing football in the offseason last year.
Yeah. One other name that I thought about was Breece Hall, who came off of this devastating knee injury and was undoubtedly one of the best running backs in the NFL this year in a horrible situation. So, you know, I think Breece in a normal year would be getting a lot more credit for coming back from what he came back from. Third market is MVP. So, I'll go through this quickly. It is Lamar Jackson for me, but not because he had a historic or absolutely exceptional season. In fact, I would actually say Lamar was far worse this year than when he won the MVP in 2019. I mean, his QBR this year is 64. In 2019, it was 83. Sack rate was way up this year. He only threw 24 touchdown passes this year. He had 36 in 2019. He only ran for 821 yards this year. It was 1206 in 2019. But no one sees the award. I mean, no one. I can't make a great case for anyone else. And Lamar undoubtedly does an incredible amount for his team, which, as Evan said, was the best team in the AFC. So I thought Lamar was awesome this year. I didn't think he was, like, absolutely outstanding, but he's still my MVP of this year. Evan, who do you have for NFL MVP 2023?
So I think he was outstanding this year. It just didn't show up as much as you would like in the box score. And look, we're fantasy guys, so that, you know, may create a little bit of internal bias there. And I didn't think he was going to win it until that Week 17 game against the Dolphins. The Dolphins came into that game, and everyone knew that the MVP was, like, you know, up in the air at that point. But he seized it by essentially expedited the end of the Dolphins season. He threw for five touchdown passes. The Dolphins came into that game playing elite defense since they had returned Jalen Ramsey off of IR or PUP or whatever he was on. And that clinched the AFC's number one seed. And then he got to rest in week 18, and all that stuff matters. When you put it in the context of he was thrown into a new offense, he had been with Greg Roman for the first, what, 5 years of his career. And he gets thrown into a new offense. That offense, you know, sometimes when you get thrown into a new offense, you'll kind of be inconsistent and up and down in the first season. Then he really takes off in the second season. Well, it was inconsistent and up and down, I'd say, for a few weeks. And then they really started to take off and they finished on a big time note, even while losing Mark Andrews, the best pass catcher on the team. Zay Flowers got banged up a little bit. Odell Beckham got banged up a little bit. Ronnie Stanley was banged up all year. I don't like putting it in context of versus his 2019 MVP season, because I mean, he had over 5% passing touchdown rate. He ran for over 800 yards. Those stats are not as good as his 2019 season, but in the context of this season, I think that he was the clear MVP. And I say that as someone who had tickets on Josh Allen and Dak Prescott.
Yeah. Josh Allen would actually be my second choice, you know, and maybe I'm biased. I'm just a Josh Allen guy. I think he does the Superman thing and carries a team. It's so impressive. But Josh Allen would have been my second choice, and then Dak third for me. Anyways, Ryan, who do you have for 2023 NFL MVP?
Yeah, I've been tracking this stuff since 2009, and my general response is I don't really think there is an MVP this year, because no one's really done it all, so to speak, where I would love to give it to Stafford personally, but he's not there statistically. He's not even close. Dak is, but his thing this year was he smashed cupcakes and underwhelmed against real teams. If they beat Miami, or even if they blew out Detroit, I might have leaned Dak, but since they didn't, I can't take Dak. His parallel would be Matt Ryan if he ends up getting votes. I'd say that's, you know, second seed, quality year, led in major categories. That's the parallel there. Josh Allen would be second for me, too. On our award show, we talked about this. I thought they were going to go on a run at the end of the year and pretty much end up where they are right now. Lamar Jackson, to me, is the default MVP, and here's how I'll frame it. I have the burden of watching every game, and early in the year, he wasn't as impactful as, you know, a lot of people think, I'd say, but, and here's the big caveat. The Ravens are the best team. He's the best player on the best team. And the best games he played were against the Lions, the 49ers. And like Evan said, I think what did it for me is him absolutely dismantling Miami. And that put him close from a production standpoint, you know, touchdowns, rating, EPA per play, all those statistics. He got closer after that game. So I'll go with Jackson too now.
Yeah. And I mean, that back-to-back, the game where they destroyed San Francisco and then they destroyed Miami back-to-back, I mean, that just absolutely sealed it. All right.
If there's no actual MVP, I mean, I think that we can all agree that the real MVP is Taylor Swift.
from a business perspective, Evan, I'd have to agree with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Fourth category is Offensive Player of the Year. This is an interesting one. I think you can make a pretty good case for three guys: McCaffrey, Tyreek, and CeeDee Lamb. My Offensive Player of the Year is going to be Christian McCaffrey, who does not miss a game as a workhorse back until week 18 when they rested their guys. Averaged 21.2 touches per game. And you can make a case he was the best pure runner out of all running backs in the NFL this year. Second in rush yard over expectation, only behind Devon Achane. And you can make a case he's the best pass catcher among all running backs also. Third among all running backs in catches, seventh among all running backs in yards per catch. And then he does it all for the best team in the NFL. And you could make a case that he is extremely valuable to them as well. So Tyreek and CeeDee Lamb in other years would have had awesome cases and probably still do have awesome cases, but it's Christian McCaffrey for me here, my second 49er on my card. Ryan, I'll go to you first this time. Who do you have for 2023 NFL Offensive Player of the Year?
It was Tyreek Hill for me all year, pretty much, but then he got hurt and CeeDee Lamb went crazy down the stretch where their years are now pretty close. So I'm going to use Christian McCaffrey as the tiebreaker, essentially, to give the 49ers an accolade. And like you said, I believe he led the league in rushing and running backs and receiving yards. He's the centerpiece of that offense. I'm going to go in with him too.
Yeah. And Tyreek, I believe, only had one touchdown and 0 100-yard games over his final four. And, you know, they had some tough matchups. the team crumbled around him. He hurt his ankle, but yeah, Tyreek certainly lost steam there at the end. Evan, who do you like for offensive player of the year?
Yeah, so I agree with you guys. It's Tyreek, CD Lamb, and Christian McCaffrey all in this bundle. And when I go back to like filling out the card, I want to be clear, like I'm not going to force a guy in who doesn't deserve the award just so I can get, you know, recognition for the Ravens or the 49ers. I'm not going to force it. But when we're breaking ties, and I think it's a tie between Tyreek, CD Lamb, and Christian McCaffrey, I'm going to go with the 49er because I think that they deserve that recognition. And obviously Christian McCaffrey deserves that recognition. The stuff that you guys said is basically all the notes that I had. The only thing that I would add to that is that several 49ers teammates came out and said that Christian McCaffrey should be the NFL MVP. Mm-hmm. That may be a little narrative-y. I get it. But that to me matters at least a little bit because the players on the team understand that he is the offensive centerpiece in an offense that has freaking Deebo Samuel, you know, Trent Williams, Purdy was very much in the MVP conversation throughout the season. George Kittle, Brandon Ayuk is an absolute stud, you know, but when the teammates come out and say, no, McCaffrey deserves this, that means a little something to me.
For sure. And last thing on Tyreek, I mean, I think team stuff matters in this, and they fell at number 6 seed. And, you know, that's just, you know, Christian McCaffrey's on the best team, and Tyreek Hill's team was a 6 seed in the AFC. So I think that matters. All right. Defensive player of the year. So I don't claim to be any kind of defensive expert. If I actually ever had a vote, I'd probably abstain from this stuff because I really hate talking about stuff I don't know really well. But my take as an uninformed defensive observer would be it's either Micah Parsons or Myles Garrett. I would personally throw TJ Watt out. I know he led the NFL in sacks with 19, which is absurd, but TJ Watt was actually only 18th in Brandon Thorne snaps per high quality pressure rate. Parsons was first, Garrett was second. So I don't see much separating Parsons from Garrett. I don't know. I'll go with the guy who was part of the NFL's best defense all year. I thought that was the Browns defense, especially at home. But really, overall, the best defense all year, the Browns, and Myles Garrett, the best player on that defense. So I will go with Myles Garrett as my uninformed take. Evan, who do you have for NFL Defensive Player of the Year?
I was leaning toward Myles Garrett, but man, Max Crosby, I think deserves a lot of recognition because I think that he almost single-handedly is going to get Antonio Pierce, the Raiders, the interim tag removed from Antonio Pierce. He's unbelievable. The Raiders finished 3-1 over their final four games. They had Aiden O'Connell at quarterback, okay? Max Crosby had the 6th most sacks in the NFL at 14.5. He led the NFL in tackles for loss. He had the 4th most quarterback pressures despite almost zero teammate help. I mean, he is a one-man wrecking crew, and I think he was the best defensive player in the NFL in 2023.
I mean, it's hard not to agree if you just watch him. He makes so many splash plays, you know, so many splash plays, as do all these guys, Watt, Parsons, Garrett, Crosby. Ryan, who do you have for Defensive Player of the Year?
You know, I like that you mentioned Crosby, Evan, because my first note here is I think over the next half decade, this race basically boils down to TJ Watt, Myles Garrett, Micah Parsons, and Max Crosby. I think, you know, team success is a factor here, so I wouldn't take Crosby for that, but if we're talking most impactful defensive player, I think he actually was to that end. And I'm also with you, Adam, that TJ Watt led the league in sacks. He actually had 5 more than Parsons or Garrett, but I would also lean towards Garrett over Parsons because one, like you said, the Browns, they knocked off the Ravens and the 49ers through their defense. I would say they're at least a top 3 defense. I'm not sure which of the Ravens, them, or the 49ers are put first, but they're top 3. And the reason I'd take him over Parsons is towards the end of the year, teams started to figure out that you can run directly at Parsons a little bit because he's undersized as a pass rusher. So I would imagine Dallas reverts back to moving him around the formation more next season, but I would take Garrett over Parsons for that reason.
All right. 2 Garretts and 1 Crosby for us here on Defensive Player of the Year. Let's go to category number 6 here, which is Offensive Rookie of the Year. And this is probably the most controversial one. Side note, I actually thought Anthony Richardson, if he stayed healthy, he might have had a good chance to win it, but that's pointless now. The big discussion, of course, is CJ Stroud versus Puka Nacua. I really struggle, man. You know, both have unbelievably deserving cases. If it's the most valuable rookie, to me, it's not even close. This Texans team wins 3, 4, maybe 5 games without CJ Stroud. With CJ Stroud, they win their division. They host a playoff game. They win a playoff game. I know that doesn't count. But Stroud did it with a well below average offensive line. He did it without Tank Dell, first rookie ever to lead the NFL in touchdown to interception ratio. So look, man, Puka is incredible. I'm not trying to disparage him, but to me, if it's close, and I think it is close, I'm going to default to the guy who was more valuable to his team. And to me, CJ Stroud has a case for like NFL MVP, let alone the most valuable rookie. So CJ Stroud for me, offensive rookie of the year. Evan, I know we talked a little bit about this last week. Who do you have for 2023 offensive rookie of the year?
Yeah, you know, I think that this is a year where there actually should be co-offensive rookies of the year. However, that would require, what, a 25-25 vote?
Yeah.
And that's just not going to happen. I'm with you on CJ Stroud, though. And it really stems from the dude, like, with a month to go in the season, you know, he suffered those concussions. He suffered at least one concussion. He might have suffered two. He was legitimately in the NFL MVP conversation. He misses two games. He comes back. He's freaking awesome in the final two games in rough spots. I mean, Tank Dell was gone. Nico Collins missed a couple games over the course of the year. The offensive line had all kinds of issues throughout the season. You know, he was just so phenomenal. Led the NFL in passing yards per game. League low 1% interception rate. Like, his decision making, and he does everything so quickly. Gets the ball out. He's hyper accurate. I mean, what an awesome, awesome run out for their pick at number two, because I know that they wanted Bryce Young. Mm-hmm. There was actually a rumor at one point that they were going to trade up in a 3-way deal involving the Bears to go get Bryce Young. Good thing they didn't, because this dude is, I mean, I think he's a, if you were to pick, you know, who are your top five quarterbacks going forward for the next 3 to 5 years, CJ Stroud is in the top five.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say Puka, Evan. It sounded like on Tuesday when we talked about this, you were leaning towards
Puka. Well, I have a 20-1 on Puka. So I'm hoping that he wins, but I think for sure it should be CJ Stroud.
All right. Yeah, I think a lot of people out there, if we did a poll, like if I put a poll on Twitter right now, who do you think should be offensive rookie of the year? I actually think it'll be like 50-50 among the people. So yeah, Puka obviously is a very good case. Also, Ryan, who do you have for offensive rookie of the year?
Yeah, I'm going to throw a parallel at you guys. A few years ago, Justin Herbert beat out Justin Jefferson. Historic quarterback season beat historic wide receiver season. I think that's kind of how this is going to shake out too. And again, one of the notes I had, I said this earlier in the week, and it was put on a graphic by the 33rd team. I think CJ Stroud's the new Joe Burrow, you know, meaning like, and you said he's a top five quarterback for the next 5 years. Like, if we were general managers and you asked us, like, would you rather have Joe Burrow or CJ Stroud over that span? I think that's a serious, serious decision, which, you know, to me, he has to be the offensive rookie of the year for all of the reasons you guys already stated.
Yeah.
And I think it's Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar.
Yep.
And then Burrow and Stroud.
Yep. Same.
Just thought last thing on Puka. I mean, you can see it. He's so much better than Cooper Kupp right now. He's awesome. Again, I just think if Drake London,
dude, they use him as a lead blocker in the running game. He's like, I mean, he's unbelievable.
If Drake London,
they use him, he's like a legit rushing threat too.
Yeah. My only point when we're going through these award stuff and it's close is like, if Drake London or Garrett Wilson or someone of that ilk was drafted by the Rams and was playing with Stafford, I think those guys would have similar numbers to what Puka has. And people hate that take. They hate that take. But I really do think Garrett Wilson and Drake London and guys like that would have 1,400 yards as a rookie also. All right. Let's go to seventh and final category here, defensive rookie of the year. Again, I'm going to mostly abstain here if I actually had a vote. But since this is all hypotheticals, I'll throw my hat into the ring anyways. I mean, Jalen Carter was PFF's top graded rookie defender. And Carter was also eighth overall in Brandon Thorne's snaps per high quality pressure stuff, you know, behind some really big names, Parsons, Garrett, Chris Jones, Nick Bosa, Aiden Hutchinson. But Carter turned into a rotational player down the stretch as the Eagles tried and failed to fix their defense. Over his final six games, he only played 32 snaps a game. So I think Carter was awesome. The struggles of this defense makes it hard for me to pick him as the defensive rookie of the year. So I know it's kind of a hipster take, but I actually think I would go with a Kobe Turner. And the reason I say it's a hipster take is because, if I'm being honest, I didn't know who Kobe Turner was maybe 5 or 6 weeks ago. Round three defensive tackle. He got 9 sacks in the defensive tackle position. On our data, Rams were the worst matchup for fantasy running backs this season. And the Rams were also 7th best in rush defense on PFF grades. Kobe Turner played 695 snaps for the Rams. So Carter, Will Anderson, Kobe Turner all have really good cases. Kobe Turner for me. Evan, who do you have for defensive rookie of the year?
Well, and we've got like some, you know, super small sample indications that it could be Kobe Turner, because Mike Sando, I think he's now of The Athletic, of course, formerly ESPN and the Tacoma News Tribune. He said that he would vote for Kobe Turner. Pete Prisco said on You Better You Bet that he would vote for Kobe Turner. Those guys are actual voters who may have some sway among the other voters because they're super experienced. And then Mike Florio on Pro Football Talk also had Kobe Turner as the defensive rookie of the year. Kobe Turner had 7 sacks over the Rams' last 7 games. I'm afraid that he's going to win because we took Will Anderson at 40-1 with, what was it, a month left to go? And then, or like 3 weeks left to go. And then he had 2 sacks in the game against the Titans and didn't do anything in the final game. I'm actually going with Will Anderson, though. I don't think it's due to bias, although I do have some bias because, again, 40-1. Well, if you look at his per pass rush efficiency ratings, Will Anderson was one of the best pass rushers in football in 2023. He played through a high ankle sprain. He led all rookies in quarterback hits despite missing 2 games. He had really good run defense metrics as well. So I'm going with Will Anderson over Kobe Turner.
All right. Will Anderson for Evan, Kobe Turner for myself. Ryan, who do you have for 2023 Defensive Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, I'm going to go Will Anderson too. And, you know, again, it might be a little biased, although, you know, for the MVP talk, if I was only interested in my financial situation, I'd want Dak Prescott to win. But, you know, I agree with you entirely on Jalen Carter, Adam. I think for the first half of the year, it was him. He's also the best defensive player in this draft, maybe already the best interior defender in the league, but the Eagles collapsed down the stretch and their defense was absolutely abysmal. I watched Tyrod Taylor shred them, you know, in the regular season finale. So he's off the board for me. I'd lean Will Anderson over Kobe Turner too. Anderson gets more attention from defenses from what I've seen. He finished strong. The Texans defense is actually one of the reasons they're in this spot too, where I'd call the Rams defense a below average unit, more of a liability than a plus, where, you know, they gave up 14 points. I know this doesn't count for voters, but they gave up 14 points to the Browns last week, 2 pick sixes. So I'll lean Anderson because he played on a more relevant defense.
You know, the narrative out there on Kobe Turner is that because he plays next to Aaron Donald, he gets way easier looks and ability to rack up stats. That makes sense to me. I have no ability to know if that's true or not, but I mean, that does make sense and that might hurt him a little bit, but yeah, dude's still got to get out there and do it. All right. This was fun. We've never done this show before. We give out our personal takes for the awards. I think we should bring this back as an annual show. If you guys liked it, definitely let us know. We can bring it back on an annual basis. Before we get out of here, Ryan, tell the people where they can find you, assuming you want to be found.
You can find me at Ryan Reynolds NFL on Twitter. Please don't give me any more Deadpool comments. I've had enough of them over the years. And I do all sorts of content at 33rdteam.com.
All right. Of course, if you're not on Twitter, you're not trying hard enough, be sure you're following Ryan, myself, at Adam Levitan, and Silva, at Evan Silva. For subscribers, we'll be back Friday afternoon to break down the 4-game slate. Yes, DraftKings has done the right thing and made the 4-game slate the featured slate this weekend coming up. If you do not have an in-season package yet, monthly and weekly options are available. for Evan, for Ryan. I am Adam. Good luck, everybody.